Aw, oh, come on, don't look at me like that. You think I knew the whole place would burn down? No. If I'd known, I wouldn't have done it. Accidents happen. And what's wrong with that? Besides all that, I know you found it kinda hot, didn't you? No pun intended, just those eyes fixated on me. The way that you always look with those eyes, as if you're wanting something. I can't quite place it, but that feeling, that silky little feeling, when your hands reach for me, and you find my gnarled skin, and you don't really do anything at all, you just hold my face and look at me. What? Didn't think I'd think it was strange, did you? You must have, because you've got a brain. But even then, even with all of that, I can't deny it. I like those times, baby. You too, huh? Oh, that's how you feel. Well then, what about when I grab you and I pick you up? Your feet dangle from the ground because I can lift you so high. You like that too, or maybe when I burn, set the world afire just for you, thinking about all those times. I want to make that spark in your heart fly. Even then, sometimes fire can burn you, sometimes it can get on your nerves, sometimes it hurts. Trust me, from the guy whose tears burning. But even then, I've learned that that's only half the story. Pain is something everybody faces, and if I were to start complaining about it, I'd be fucked up. Don't give me that. I know how you feel about the subject, and I know you care a lot. But I care about you just as much, so don't put some kind of high horse on my position, no. That wouldn't be fair, just as it wouldn't be right. You keep going with that attitude, and I'll shut you up right here. Respectfully, of course. Not because I don't like what you're saying, but because I know right now you're speaking from a place of jealousy, and I know what that's like. I know why you're there. I know why you feel it. But babe, you have to understand, if I had time to waste with others, do you think I'd always be by your side, wasting time hanging with you? I barely hang with my friends in the LOV anymore. Right now, it's just you and me. Partners in crime, burning the world down to cinders, and seeing what revenge doesn't feel like anymore. Yeah, it was a shitty reason to start all this, but honestly, how could I stop? How could I stop halfway? I had to follow through. And I did. I wiped that family name off the face of the planet, and you watched it burn with me. I like that look. Yeah, it tells me a lot. Even before your words said it, I knew what you meant. I love you in a twisted kind of way, babe. And I know, yeah. You feel the same way, is that it? Sometimes even I love to hear it. I fucking love to hear every time you get to say it to me. It makes me feel where most things don't. It it makes that numbness go to an unfamiliar place, and I just feel so empty-headed. And you can't be the only one jealous here, no. Think about all the times that we're out together. I'm not the only one getting those looks. And I bet half of those are at least from people looking for my bounty, trying to cash in. For you, it's different. They don't know your face like that. You're not pasted all over the LOV. You're the opposite of me, babe. You're big time, but you keep a low profile. And I fucking love that shit. I love the way you do that. The way every time you make a scene, you leave that touch of your own signature on the place. That's why I like to paint the town red with you, babe. That's why we got this Bonnie and Clyde thing going on. It's what I live for. I see it every day. We could waste our time like any other two-bit thieves, villains among a world that doesn't ever fucking accept us. Or we could be two lovers chasing after dreams that everybody thinks is dead. Everyone thinks love is dead, God is dead, and everything else. But it's not true. Doesn't have to be anyways. And I want to believe in something. Not some deity, but our love. I want to kiss you, so I will. The anarchy on my lips, with that bittersweet twist of your tongue against me. I love that salty, sweet taste. Lust on your lips and begging for more. Because I feel the same way. I need it just as bad. If I can't feel your breath on my neck and I can't taste that slight hint of salt, whenever I get the upper hand, then it's not worth the victory. It's not worth the rush if it's not with you. I need a lot. I don't care, though. Neediness or not, that's fine with me. Jealousy or not, that's fine. That just boils down to two animals helplessly and hopelessly attracted to each other like a bad rock song. Something grungy, something brutal. And that's what our lives are right now. Living in this dingy apartment, but I don't fucking care. And I'd rather be here than in a castle. Unlike most of the world that wants something else, they just want more and more and get obsessed with it. I want you. That's right. I want these lips against me. I want this body hot as fire. Cool as ice. And I want that singular obsession to the point where you can't live without me. You can't breathe without me. You can't think without me. That's the kind of obsessed I am with you. And when I spoon you, when I hold you, when I cuddle, when I spoil, all of that goes to the same end, you know? Yeah. You don't say. Guess we are pretty similar. Two peas in a pod getting roasted in hell's fire. But even then, it's not like that. It's never quite like that, is it? It's always something sultry, something spicy, something a little bit more needy, wanting. Yeah, babe. I agree, it's just fucking like that, ain't it? You always know what to say to rile me up like a wild beast. And I feel like you like that. You more than like it to the point where it's almost a sick obsession. You feel that, don't you? It's the heat of body against body, the sensual clash of feelings and passion. Touch meets imagination, and there we are. A poem in human form, going at it like we're animals, taking bites of flesh and kisses of lips, and maybe biting lips all the same. The same way you might do things with no one else. And what can I say, baby? I do it better, and nobody has a say in that. Nobody gets a chance to. They try and they fail and they try again. No, that's rich. Saying villainy doesn't pay at this point, babe. Is that what you're implying? No. Then what do you mean? Oh, you mean literally, or... A clever way of putting it. You've got a way with words, baby. A way with words that makes that fire start and it burns my lungs up like the cigarettes we smoke. Honestly, should probably fucking quit for both of us. But right now, those vices got that vice grip around me. Like your arms when you claw my back. Like your legs when they shake after I kiss you. Like your body and mine. Two of a kind in a world that would never accept us for who we are. Which is pretty messed up when you think about it. We're not even the worst of the bunch. The rotten apples are worse than us by a thousand times. And it makes me jealous of those people that got it good. But at the same time, I pity them because nobody has a relationship like us. Nobody is as close that we could love and kill in the same sentence and be laughing 2 minutes later. No one could guess. It means so many mixed emotions, so many storied tales, tragedy, romance, comedy, all things mixed up into one. If we were nominated for an award, baby, it'd be all of them at once, and we'd just fall short by one damn vote every single time from being that number one spot, is what I think would happen. You think that we'd win? I like that confidence, but it's always that one fucking thing that holds us back. Not because we wanted to, but because we needed to. If we didn't hold back, there'd be nothing left. We'd burn to ashes, both of us. Whether in our lungs or our hearts, we'd burn out like lights. Shining bright like a supernova and then disappearing into space. It's different, man. We're like a pair of traveling bandmates, really. You and I going at it. If we weren't together, we wouldn't be at all. That's the kind of bond that I strive for. That mildly toxic, totally unrealistic, and absolutely over-the-top relationship that goes and burns in a fiery pit of hell, but then rises to heaven when it's all said and done, because your kiss might as well take me there every time. I love it, and I love you. And I think I mean it more earnestly than any of those others out there. Those pretenders who think they're better than us. Those people who look down on our music or love or anything in between. They think we're outcasts and they think they're gonna outlast us, but I don't believe it for a second. For all my vices, for all my love, for all the things I get wrong on purpose. I think we're a poem that ain't gonna stop, and it's gonna spite them, and it's gonna piss them off, and I love that. And it just makes you more sexy, baby, because you're the poem that keeps on writing. You're that spiteful royal living in the slums that keeps on going, even if they wish we would disappear, that we didn't exist, or something like that. love to see anyone try and stop us. Anyone trying to be more true than the truest words that blurt out of our mouths every day. Our life is the truth, wouldn't you say? Too poetic, huh? Yeah, I was thinking that too. That was almost unrealistic how things went, but I do mean every word. And I mean every kiss too. And I don't want anyone, not a single soul, to look at you without feeling so jealous that they're not me. Maybe the other way around. That's the kind of relationship we lean. It's not about them at the end of the day, no. It's about you and me, baby. Going out in a blaze of glory. I love that way you look at me. It makes me feel like the rock star we're trying to be. Success we never saw but never needed. All at once in that kind gaze. But there's something more to it, ain't there? The need in it. I love that too. And I wanna see more. I don't just wanna play on the bigger stage with these tats and dreams. I wanna play with you more than any of that. Even if it was some backyard job that doesn't pay shit. Money ain't my goal, you are, baby. You're my goal since day one. I've learned this life ain't too forgiving, but I figure we'll burn out before our lungs get alright. We'll kiss a million times and then fade into the sky as legends. We'll make it seem a little bit more than what it actually is. Make some situations so magnanimous that we get our names in light at the very end. I'll be honest with you, baby, I don't want to grow old. Not at all. Not with you, not with anyone. I want to grow and then blow up like an explosion, like a firework. And I want to burn out in those flames. I want to make that flame in your heart. And then I want to take it for the rest of the time we got. Sure, beautiful lives on the planet, but even then, maybe I'll change my mind, I never know. With you, you kind of make me want to consider living longer, living more boring, some kind of fucking life that some old folks in the country would, but fuck that. I could never settle down to that extent, baby. I'm afraid you got the wrong stallion at that point, because I want a wild ride in this life, and I don't want to give that ride to anyone but you. Not a single soul deserves it but you. So what do you say? You want to get on this bucking bronco of a man and give it a try? You do get that chance, you know? We happen to have a very special policy here of try before you decide something like that, honey. And I kind of want to see where that goes, how you try me. You always did try me from the start, you know. Those little things you do, those little things that turn into big things, that turn into bigger things, that define me, that inspire me, and that make me want more kisses and to hold you a special kind of way. Guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't want to let it be too quick or too slow, but nitpicky. I've lost myself in your gaze so many times, and I realized why. Because you're the only eyes that look just at me. Everyone else sees something I'm not, and that's the double-edged thing of fame. You only get one person or small bit of them that really get you. And you give me in ways that nobody does. And I fucking love that. So let me spoil you and get your try on. take me on any way you want, challenge me. Do your worst or best, I wanna see it all, and I can't wait, honestly. I wanna feel it in my bloodstream pumping, I wanna taste it in my senses even more than I could before. I wanna get drunk on this love until we go out and find something even more amazing, not just adrenaline junkies, but life junkies. I want to do that with you and you alone, babe. What do you say? Want to take my hand for mine? You are more than just a kiss. More than just a hold. Something that you deserve and you alone. I love it. That answer with lips is so much more satisfying. And your action through that makes me just a little bit more inspired than I was a minute ago. Let me show you that inspiration a little closer, baby. I don't care if it's on the desk, in the chair, wherever the fuck you can imagine. What I care about is you, and those glistening eyes, and that oh-so wonderful body. I know you probably can guess where my mind is, where it's going, and what I'm thinking. Probably written all over my face, but I don't care. And besides, yours is sure written all over your face. The feeling, that tension, that passion. Like a strung up spring ready to burst forth and jump into the sky. I wanna take some of that tension and steal it from you, baby. I wanna taste it on my tongue, every single region of taste. I don't just want the sour or sweet. I want that savory, deep flavor of love that makes you punch drunk right then. That's it, baby. That's the kind of love I was talking about. Making me tear up a little, you know? It's every time with you, isn't it? Every time you touch me like this, every time you lose your mind with me, we go a little further than last time, like that slippery slope we wound you up with way back when I told you, don't go down or you'll never come up right. Well, I want to drag you down, kicking and screaming, and do it along with you. I want to bask in that moment. Every kiss, every lick, every touch in the right place. Everything perfectly timed and without hesitation. So trust me, this isn't abrupt. This is ordained at this point. Relax. Have I ever hurt you, done you wrong, or taken advantage of you? No. Didn't think so. If you trust me, then hang on, because it's going to be a bit bumpy for a while. This kind of cuddles, this kind of touch isn't something for anyone. This is all for you, baby. Just let me hold you. Let me love you. Let me give you everything I can in the best and worst way. Like I've been saying from the start, you complete me like another half of this insane little bundle. And I want to be that man to you. I want to feel alive with you. I just don't want it to be misconstrued as me being some kind of shrewd man that doesn't make you feel loved, feel special, and feel this just as much as you. I need to feel what it's like to hold you in my arms, to tell you how much you mean to me, to be the one man that makes the difference in your life, that really changes things for the better. God knows, you've had a shit fucking hand just like me, and I relate to it. And I love and hate the fact that we can relate, because it drives me wild like this, baby. But that's exactly why I can't let you go. That's exactly why I love you so fucking much. Because you, you're worth that. You're worth every little moment. I need you, baby, so much, and I can't ever let go. I won't ever let go. And I just need more. I'm greedy. What did you expect? Don't go underestimating me. You'll regret it, baby. Trust me on that. And besides, you actually think that was it? Nah, baby. I gotta hold you and make you feel just a bit more special. What'd you expect, girl? Just one and done. Ain't no way you thought I was that true, did you? Ain't no way you thought I could pass up on that perfect piece of ass. No way in hell, baby. Not one balls deep inside of you. I've been pent up for weeks waiting for this. I've been aching for you like I ache for nothing else. I've been feeling so much for you. I've been wanting you so bad like this, that I just wanted to spoil that little cunt. Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's the feeling I like. Yeah. I know how much you live for this. I know how much you love when I growl in your ear and I tell you you're mine. I love how much you respond, yeah. That look of respite, the way that you don't fully give in even when I'm fucking you, and it feels so good, and I can see that it feels so good, and I can feel it. I feel it so fucking good, yeah. The way you twitch against me is proof alone, but the way that you moan my fucking name in the in every trailer and back room that we ever ended up in this shady little apartment in between gigs, I love it. I love this. This is the fucking life. Being balls deep inside you makes it all fucking sexy. And I want more. I want you to go another round and another and another. And I don't want to stop, yeah, baby. No. Yeah. Feel it for me, savor it for me. I want you to ache tomorrow. I don't even want you to be able to walk for the performance. I want you to have to come up with an excuse, and everyone in that fucking arena that we're going to knows that I've been balls deep inside you, and you're too sore to walk. I bet you'd be too sore to stand, yeah. I want it to be that kind of a performance where I get to fuck you on stage, maybe. I don't know. Maybe my mind and my lust is getting the best of me, but you're so fucking hot like this, baby. You're so fucking good to me. You're so fucking hot when I'm fucking you so fucking hard, yeah. The nuance of those insides, always considered a piece of fucking art. Piece of fucking art, I can't get enough. And that part behind, yeah. You've got the perfect shape for fucking with me. And that grimace, that growl, the fangs out. And you don't hold back. You're like a monster, an animal. And I love that side to you. Even if I bend you over and put you in the most submissive little spot, you still have that glint of hope in your eyes that you can win. That you can take me down a notch by fucking me that much harder. The way you shove that fucking cunt into me without any care. That's fucking sexy, you know that? Naughty, sexy, and so rebellious, just like what we stand for. Yeah, baby. Nice and easy. But you don't know the fucking definition. The way that you impale yourself on my cock is so fucking hot. The way that you don't know when to stop is just the icing on the cake. The way that you don't even think about if you get too much seed deep inside, if you get too filled up, what then? What about the future? What about now? What if I just come all over that perfect body, huh? What if I pull out right now and I come all over you, yeah? You want it all over that naked, sexy body, yeah? You want it all over, yeah? I think I wanna see you messy with that pent-up cum from 2 weeks of holding back. I want you to feel all of me, baby. That's it, yeah, baby. You take that fucking cock and you love my cum, don't you? Say it so you love it. No, you won't, will you? You don't fucking say it, no. And I love that you won't fucking say it. It gets me off so much. The more you fight back and the more I know you love it. This fierce competition that you refuse to fucking lose. There you go. All over that fucking bag, yeah. All over that bag, and now you're glistening and shiny with my seed all over you. And I feel like just a bit, you may just get the upper hand next round, who knows? Or maybe I'm just giving you that false hope, cause I love that way that you fight tooth and nail to get me on my knees. No matter how submissive or dominant you are, you can't give up that competition. You want it to be a fair fight, and so do I, and I love that. The rebellion not keeping you from using dirty little tricks, the way you clamp down on me, the way you fuck me back when I'm fucking you. Doesn't matter how deep I am, doesn't matter how fucking out of it you are. You get me riled up, baby, and I wanna feel it. I wanna feel you clench on my cock. I wanna feel you submit subconsciously, but at the same time, I never wanna feel that. I always wanna see you trying to fight back and putting up a good damn fight, because I don't want it to be easy. I want it to be fucking fun. Oh, yeah, you're the best vice, baby. You're the best vice in the fucking world, and the one that's only for me. The one that I get all to myself, yeah. How's that, baby? You could hardly keep up slamming those hips against me. Look at me when you fuck me like that, and I'll look at you all the same, because I'm not gonna let you win. Just the same as you, you have that hope of beating me. Oh yeah, but you think I'll just roll over and take it? You're fucking out of your mind. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Ah. This time I'm gonna paint those insides where I missed a spot. Yeah, those insides, you can take the candles insides. Sliding with my seat, I know you feel the fucking one. I lost my composure just about there, baby. So what? Or maybe I'm just playing you. Bit my lip that time. And you did too. Don't fucking try and pretend you're on a high horse yet. You came for my cock, didn't you? You'd never admit it if you got away with it. Sneaking an orgasm without me looking, huh? Yeah, but I was looking into your eyes. So I might have missed it. And maybe I was too love drunk to feel it. Maybe I got lost. But that won't happen again. You won't sneak one past me. Not that easy, baby. You're gonna have to try a lot harder. Cause this time all bets are off. This time I'm fucking you my way. This time I'm taking all those preconceived notions that you're gonna have a chance, and I'm gonna fuck them out of you, and you're not gonna give up. And I fucking love it. I fucking love it. You're so fucking stubborn. You're so fucking hot. Yeah, baby, took this fucking cock. Yeah, yeah. Nice and slow, nice and deep. Nice and deep, yeah. I want you to feel every inch. Feel every vein. And I want you to memorize it. Yeah, I'm memorizing those insides. You best fucking believe. We gotta slow it down sometimes and appreciate the finer details. That's rich, inside that bumpy feeling. It's just so fucking addictive. I love it. I love you. Kiss me, you fucking animal. Kiss me like the animal you are. Oh, that makes my cock twitch like nothing else. That bite of my lip. Oh, two can play that game. And two fucking will play that game at this rate, baby. Yeah. It's when it's slow and deliberate that you have to be on guard, baby. Or you'll lose the fucking race right then and there. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah. You ready for this? Yeah. You ready for this fucking climax? Yeah. You ready for all that cum heaven song? Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. I can't move. That'll leave a mark, dude. My back always was prettier with my tooth marks digged into it. My fangs leaving my traces with that hint of pain and that follow-up of pleasure and that orgasm. I know you're still hurting and you're still feeling it. And you know it's that dead fucking stalemate that I fucking love so much. I fucking love it. The way that there's no winner or loser, we're equals in our futile efforts to get the other fucker to give in. God. You're so fucking hot. You're so fucking hot, yeah. And I love it. This mournful little place that always gets so manhandled, yet my cock's just as swollen and red. Just as taken as that. Just as made to feel it. We're equals on the sexual expanse, and I love that. I fucking live for it every day, baby. And I live for you. I live for this. And I want fucking more kisses. More days when we just fuck like animals. More times when we get lost in that feeling. More times when we can't feel our legs because it feels so fucking good. That's what I want. That's what I need. That's what I'm gonna have, baby. No matter what. Wherever we are, no matter where the fuck, what the fuck the hell it goes. Slums are tough in the world. I don't give a fuck as long as I can see those glazed over eyes after you come again and again and again. Won't take anything else, cause it doesn't fucking matter to me. You're all I need, all I want to. So deal with it, you horny little punk. I guess I should say my little horny punk. Or just my horny punk, whatever. You're mine anyways, and I'm yours. And it's that honesty. The perfect in-between that gets us so riled up that I can't live without, baby. Be mine. Not that I'm giving a choice here, baby. You're in too deep and you know it. Same goes for me. So deal with that, right?